A warm one, as you just heard. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Pat White, the Director of Recreation for the City of Fairhope. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Lori. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Appreciate you being here. The first Wednesday of each month is a City of Fairhope department head. So it's appropriate you're here because you've got a special holiday event coming up for folks to enjoy.
We do. We have a lot of exciting things going on with Parks and Recreation, but December the 16th, which is a Friday, the day the kids get out of school, we're going to host our second annual movie event in the football stadium. We're going to show Polar Express this year. Of course, Santa Claus will be present, and we have a lot of inflatables and fun things for kids to do. But we really want to showcase what Fairhope Recreation has to offer as far as youth sports and activities.
And will that be shown on the relatively new Jumbotron?
That's correct.
Very good. Yeah. And it'll also highlight, for those that haven't been to the stadium, some updates and refurbishing that has been done over the past couple of years.
We have been doing some upgrades. We added some ADA compliant ramps on the home side and did some brick facade, and this year we did the visitor side as well, added some new sidewalks and some brick facade. So we're trying to fix up the old stadium that's been around since the early 1970s.
Wow. Yeah. But this particular event, which is not this Friday but next, is more than just a movie, like you said. So folks will come out early. What time? 5, I believe, festivities.
We're going to hold a parade around the track of the field at 5 o'clock. So that will include, you know, kids and youth sports. Also, high school, middle school sports will be present. The mayor should be present along with Santa Claus, and we welcome everybody to come out and cheer on the kids in Fairhope sports.
That sounds like fun. And then after that, the inflatables, a food truck.
That's correct. Yeah, we have a lot of good fun activities for kids and families in general. And then you can bring a blanket, throw it down on the field, and watch the movie and enjoy some popcorn. And so we're excited about it. Looking forward to having it.
The Polar Express is the movie.
That's correct.
And it starts at what time?
Probably 6:30, somewhere in that nature.
Okay, I want to make sure it's good and dark and let the kids have time to play a bit first. What about chairs on the field? You're trying to avoid poking holes in the turf. You just want blankets and
not
chairs.
Yeah, we ask everybody to just bring a blanket. Chairs, you know, may damage the field.
Right,
so
right.
Last year we had good success with that. We saw a lot of families bring out some blankets and a pizza and some popcorn, and it was a really, really neat atmosphere for families to enjoy a movie.
Mm-hmm. But you will have the food truck with some food for sale.
That's correct.
And then are you passing out free popcorn for everybody as well?
We should have popcorn and hot chocolate. And
Good. And that is Friday, December 16th. And that is at the W.C. Majors Field, or what we call the Volanta Park Football Stadium, the Fairhope Football Stadium.
Yes, ma'am.
And speaking of Volanta Park, I saw a map recently posted from Fairhope Times, and of course this has been an ongoing project for a while. Tell us about the Volanta Sports Park upgrade. Anybody that's gone by there has seen some construction, some dirt movement, some things happening.
That's right. It's a project that's been in the works for quite some time, but we're very excited to be working on this. This is something that Fairhope Youth Baseball has needed for many, many years. Believe it or not, you know, year in and year out, Fairhope Youth Baseball has anywhere from 600 to 700 kids participate.
Wow.
And for years, they have been using just 5 baseball fields. So that is a lot of traffic when you add in all the practices. You know, basically those fields are used every night of the week. So we're excited to add 4 additional fields, and that will give us 2 fields for every age group.
Where are you putting them? I mean, I've spent many, many a night there when my boys were playing ball.
Right. They are on the hill. They're just north of the pool and the rec center. So it'll be along Greeno Road there. And like I said, we're just really excited to get this project wrapped up so that we can play ball on them in February. But this is going to help us not only with baseball traffic, but we're also doing some parking improvements, which has been a headache for a lot of people, a lot of time over the years. it's really been kind of hazardous to park in the park because there's not been a lot of designated parking
right.
spaces.
It's kind of a free-for-all.
That's right. And we have a lot of traffic in and out of that park. Graduation night is our biggest night, and it seems like it's impossible to find a place to park. So we're doing some improvements in there to help with that.
It's got to be a challenge because there's just so much space.
That's correct.
But the dog park will remain in place.
Dog park will stay where it is. The skate park is staying where it is. And we're also going to keep the disc golf course going like it has been for quite some time.
But according to the map and what I'm imagining, the ball fields may take up some of that disc golf course, so it's moving? Or
yeah, we had to relocate a couple of the different holes.
Okay.
But they may start the disc golf course in a different area.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at starting it up by the front field, which is just off of Atlanta. It's going to be a little bit different.
Refigured, but still there.
But it's exciting that it's going to change and have some new character and uniqueness to it. So there's a lot of excitement. I've been talking with the disc golf course guys for a while, and I think we have a good plan.
New challenges
That's
for
correct.
Them to tackle.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
What else is going on in the Fairhope Recreation Department that you would like us to know? Sometimes I forget to look. You have your own Facebook page.
We do. Yeah, we do.
I constantly check the City of Fairhope's page, and then I'm reminded, I need to look at the City of Fairhope Recreation
Department.
Yeah, they
Department update that quite a
well.
Bit and let people know, new things, new activities we have going on.
Yeah, I see that it was opening weekend of Fairhope Youth Basketball, and I saw some pictures. Looks like the arenas maybe have been updated since my kids played. It looks beautiful.
Well, thank you. Youth basketball did kick off, and they have 600 participants in youth basketball. So we're really cramped for space, for gym space.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we're looking into, how we make and expand and find some more gym space for basketball. But, I'd also like to look into maybe youth volleyball, recreational volleyball at some point. I know wrestling is becoming popular, and that's all sports that needs indoor space.
Right. And that does present a challenge for sure, because you also have the swim teams going on, and then you have soccer, the huge soccer complex. Which how many soccer kids do we have?
They typically have anywhere from 400 to 600 kids participate in soccer.
Okay.
All of our youth sports are pretty mm-hmm. around that 600 mark.
Okay. And concerning the recreation center itself with the gymnasium where folks can go work out, it's Christmas time. I think I remember in the past you could actually buy a gift card or gift certificate
for
that.
You sure can, sure.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, we offer a lot of different gift card opportunities, but one popular thing in our gym is the indoor walking track, which
mm-hmm.
is upstairs above the gym space. And this time of the year, when it's getting cooler or a little wet outside, you can get in there and walk around that walking track. That's very popular.
Is it still free? Does not require a membership just for the walking track?
We are membership only inside the building.
Okay.
Since COVID, we went to membership only. But we do offer, a walking track membership, which is very inexpensive.
Okay.
We have a membership for just about anything that you want to do.
Okay. All right. Is there still a price variant from a resident to a non-resident, or has
there
that changed?
There is, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, I recall, pretty reasonably priced.
It's very reasonable,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you might just have kids and want to enjoy the swimming pool in the summertime. You got something just for that, too?
We do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Pat, what else would you like us to know about the Fairhope Recreation Department and what's going on? Not like you don't have enough.
Well, we have a lot of exciting things going on right now. We're upgrading some restroom facilities, which has been much needed. But one thing coming down the pipe, hopefully, is a competition rubberized track that we're looking at doing at Founders Park, where the old soccer fields were. We're wanting to do a full Olympic size rubber track for not only the schools to use for track meets, but for the public to get out and enjoy and get some fitness on a nice track facility.
Nice. So, now, where's Founders Park again?
Founders Park is off of Twin Beach and Founders Drive, and it's been there for 15, 20 mm-hmm. years, I mm-hmm. suppose. But that's where our softball complex is for youth softball.
Okay.
And the old soccer fields are there. That's where Fairhope Youth Soccer played before the new complex was
built. Okay, got it. Okay. Busy, busy. Well, thank you so much, Pat.
Thank you for having me. Enjoyed
it. Absolutely. The Recreation Department Director for the City of Fairhope, Pat White, here. Be sure and join us the first Wednesday of each month for a City of Fairhope Department Head. If you miss it or you caught part of it and you want to listen to the rest of it or tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.